This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Forestry General Partnership held a public tour in the Anvil Lake region. Mark Lombard of the Cortez Forestry General Partnership led the tour.
The community forest has been operating since about 2013, and it's spread out all over the island. And the idea is to sort of try to develop access to each area of the community forest. We had a five-year plan that we did a few years ago, and that plan has sort of shifted because of the treaty process with Cahoose. Some of those lands are going to Cahoose now. In the meantime, we've worked with the regional district to try to get the community wildfire protection plan updated and specific areas of priority for that. In terms of getting a new five-year plan together for the community, we're trying to pivot to implementing the prescriptions in the community wildfire protection plan. So this is one of the areas that was identified as a priority. And so the goal with this phase of the project is to just start the community consultation and start the conversation about how we do that. The projects that are not financially viable in terms of the community wildfire protection plan, we're getting funding for those. And there's one tender that closed last Friday for around the recycling center, 5 hectares for a thinning. And that is being delivered by the regional district because it's there's no economic timber there that the community forest could do, and the conditions of funding are that you can't sell any logs anyway, so we would make them all into firewood. The Carrington Quilter Bay project in the community wildfire protection plan, that is being developed as well, something in the order of 10 or 11 hectares on the boundary with the residential neighborhood to the west, and we're going to consult with each individual neighbor. This project here, we haven't got any harvest design done yet. There's no block layout done yet. There's no areas identified that will harvest first. It's all being considered in this community discussion. Isn't the first one, but this will be part of that, part of the process. This project is one of the next areas that we're looking to develop road access to and try and design a harvest in the area, a small harvest in the area that would have the multiple benefits of slowing a major wildfire, like medium-sized wildfire, moving north, south in this area, as identified in the community wildfire protection plan, and also develop a harvest that would be economically viable. And if anybody's walked in here, they know it's quite heavy to hemlock, and a lot of the areas the hemlock isn't very healthy, a lot of mistletoe, a little bit further south especially. In the area where the new road could go in, there's some hemlock that's starting to be mature in the sense that it's starting to fall over, and the idea would be that we could do a little bit of harvesting in that area when and if hemlock markets are okay. Right now they're good, but it looks like they could change. So there's no plan for a harvest, and there's no hard plan of where the road is going to go yet. So this is just the first part of that discussion. I just want to say in response to your question too about the who and the what of it, like the community forest is a 50-50 partnership with the Cahoose First Nation. Hmm. So the Cahoose appoints 3 directors to the board.
Right.
And the community forest co-op appoints 3 directors to the board of the partnership, and the partnership holds the license, makes the decisions about where to log, how much to log, who to sell the logs to, all those high-level decisions, policy governance-wise. And then the co-op is a membership-based organization. For anybody who's not super aware of those details, I think there's about 275 members of the island population, which is obviously not everybody, but it's a quarter of the full-time population. And they have an AGM every year, and people can run for the board and join the board and be part of the conversation and put in the co-op's 50% input. It is the island of Cortez that's making the decisions. It's the people of the island. And that's the whole point of the community forest, is that these 3,800 hectares, they'd be allocated to another kind of licensee if it wasn't the community forest.
Of course. Yeah.
For more information about the Cortez Forestry General Partnership, go to www.cortezforestrypartnership.com. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.